Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
In the battle for political influence, conservatives have often found themselves lagging behind their progressive counterparts when it comes to leveraging technology, grassroots organizing, and voter outreach. The left has long occupied strategic spaces, including voter registration sites, where they shape the narrative and influence election outcomes, prompting nervousness among the left and offering a much-needed alternative for conservative voters. Act for America has stepped into this critical space. The left's dominance in voter registration, just a simple Google search for voter registration, reveals the overwhelming presence of left-wing nonprofit organizations such as Vote.org, Vote411.org, and U.S. Vote Foundation. These sites, funded exclusively by left-wing organizations, play a pivotal role in registering and influencing the votes of approximately one-third of all voters in America. Moreover, these organizations, along with their donors, often advocate for far-left election policies and even support movements that seek to replace the constitutional republic with a democratic socialist regime. This monopolistic control of voter registration platforms has allowed the left to shape the political landscape in their favor. The influence of voter registration sites extends beyond their independent operations. They form partnerships with tech giants like Google and Facebook and Zuckerberg's CTCL, Center for Tech and Civil Life, creating a coordinated effort to impact election outcomes. These collaborations involve manipulating search engine results to favor left-leaning sources and restricting the visibility of conservative alternatives. Studies have shown that the manipulation of Google and social media algorithms can sway election outcomes by a significant margin, ranging from 3% to over 30% at the local level. Conservative absence and the weaponization of COVID wreaked havoc. Conservatives have been noticeably absent from the voter registration space, allowing left-wing organizations like Zuckerberg's and dark money groups to exploit the COVID-19 pandemic for their advantage, utilizing their technology to target likely voters, increase absentee mail-in voting, fund ballot drop boxes, and suspend election laws under emergency provisions. These tactics directly impacted the outcome of elections in battleground states, swinging results by as much as 30%. Conservatives failed to effectively counter these strategies, leaving the field wide open for the left's dominance. And the left continues to run on count every vote. Conservatives have to run on count every legal vote. Yet we fail to chase every legal vote.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.